Well, hello, everybody. We're interrupting the normal course of programming to go live to the Iranian capital, Tehran. A joint press conference is being held between Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and visiting Iraqi President Fuad Mazlum. Without further ado, let's listen in.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أود أن أرحب مرة أخرى بفخامة السيد الرئيس وأعضاء الوفد المرافق في حضورهم في طهران والمباحثات الجيدة جدا التي أجريناها
والحشود المليونية الذين يسعون
در مسائل فراوان مربوط به دو کشور دارای نظرات نزدیک و مشترک
we have common ground when it comes to common issues
جدا و جارا و شقيقا لنا هناك وجهات نظر متقاربه ومشتركه بين الجانبين حيال العديد من القضايا المتعدده
For us, the stability and security of Iraq is of utmost importance, and we consider the security of Iraq as our own.
ونحن نعتبر الاستقرار والأمن في العراق من أمن واستقرار إيران.
Concerning security and stability of Iraq, we will offer any assistance that the Iraqi government demands in order to fight terrorism and to ensure stability of the country. We will offer any kind of help and assistance as we have in practice offered such assistance in the past months.
نحن في مجال توفير الأمن والاستقرار في العراق أي مساعدة تطلبها الحكومة العراقية لمواجهة الإرهاب جاهزون لتقديم هذه المساعدة كما قدمناها في الأشهر الماضية ونحن على استعداد لاستمرار هذا التعاون.
Also, Iraq is a united country, and those who on the other side of the world are sitting there and they're just are wishful thinking for the future of Iraq. They're making schemes for the Iraqi future. We are telling them that the Iraqi nation is a united nation and will work towards its integrity and instability. And the Iraqi nation has plans for itself and will not allow other countries to sow discord in Iraq or to make plans to disintegrate Iraq.
نحن ندعم وحدة العراق وأولئك الذين هم من وراء المحيطات يقومون بإعداد الخطط لمستقبل العراق وما هي هذه الخطط إلا أضغاث أحلام نقول لهم بأن الشعب العراقي بالذات هو الذي يخطط لمستقبله ولن نسمح للدول الأخرى في أن تبث الفرقة وأن تخلق شرخا بين أبناء الشعب العراقي وتعمل على تقسيم هذا البلد.
Economic relations between the two countries are good relations, and today we for further cooperation on in the field of railroads, highways, and sending passengers and sending goods, and also concerning further cooperation regarding energy, oil and gas, agriculture and industry. We held discussions in that regard.
العلاقات الاقتصادية بين البلدين جيدة وتحدثنا في يومنا هذا عن المزيد من التعاون بين البلدين في مجال إنشاء الأوتوسترادات وكذلك تبادل الزيارات بين الشعبين وفي مجالات الطاقة والنفط والغاز.
ما
concerning regional issues and also the consultations and cooperations between the two countries that the two countries should have, including the security of Syria and key issues which are unfolding, key developments unfolding in the region today, and also the grave situation in Yemen today, and the assistance which should be extended to the Yemeni people, and an immediate ceasefire in the true sense of the word, not in the, only in words, which should take place, which should be put in place in Yemen. And the Yemeni people today need medicines, they need medical teams, they need foodstuff. And the question of Yemen today is no longer a regional issue. It is not a political issue anymore. It is a humanitarian issue for all regional, for all countries in the region and in the world. And the voice of the defenseless people of Yemen should be heard by all people who care about humanity around the world.
استتباب الأمن والاستقرار في سوريا وكذلك القضايا الإقليمية الهامة الأخرى أيضا تحدثنا عن الظروف المتدهورة جدا في اليمن والمساعدة التي ينبغي تقديمها للشعب اليمني فحاليا اليمن موضوع اليمن ليس موضوع سياسي بل أصبح موضوعا إنسانيا وعلى كل دول المنطقة والعالم أن تساهم في وقف إطلاق النار العاجل والحقيقي وليس فقط من خلال إطلاق التصريحات ويمد يد المساعدة للشعب اليمني الذي يحتاج حاليا بشكل عاجل إلى الدواء والفرق الطبية والمواد الغذائية وينبغي الاستجابة لنداء مظلومية الشعب اليمني.
Considering the danger of terrorism posed by terrorism in the whole region, and including in Iraq and other countries, we held talks in that regard, and we were of the same idea that terrorism should be tackled around across the region, and instead of expelling terrorists from Iraq and allowing them to get together in Syria once again, this would also pose another danger to countries. Those who believe that terrorist groups are actually, they can use terrorist groups to serve their political interests, they are really mistaken, and all the regional countries should join hands to tackle terrorists. They need to get united.
كذلك تباحثنا حول موضوع خطر الإرهاب لكل المنطقة وكذلك في العراق وتحدثنا عن هذا الخطر وضرورة محاربة الإرهاب بشكل جماعي وأنه لا ينبغي الاكتفاء بطرد الإرهابيين من العراق حيث سيتجمعون لاحقا في سوريا وتلك الجهات التي تتصور بأنه يمكن استخدام هؤلاء الإرهابيين كأداة هذه الدول ترتكب خطأ لذلك على كل دول المنطقة أن تتكاتف جهودها من أجل محاربة الإرهاب.
And the last point, it concerns the environmental issue and dust particles which are in the air. It has posed a problem for both countries and to the whole region, and the solution is that it can be solved through collective cooperation by all the regional countries. We held discussions in that regard and also discussed measures adopted by both countries as well as all other countries.
وأيضا تطرقنا إلى موضوع الأغبرة والأتربة التي ينبغي أن يتعاون البلدين وكل دول المنطقة من أجل مواجهة هذه الظاهرة وأن يقوم البلدان بالإجراءات اللازمة بالتعاون مع كل دول المنطقة لمواجهة هذه الظاهرة.
Once again, I would like to thank the respected President of Iraq for and his delegation for visiting Iran, and I extend a welcome to them.
أتقدم بالشكر لفخامة الرئيس العراقي والوفد المرافق وأرحب بهم مرة أخرى.
شكرا فخامة الرئيس على حسن الاستقبال وكرم الضيافة والدخول في مباحثاتنا دون أي شعور بالحرج وفتح كل الأبواب الممكنة للنقاش والحوار.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, for your hospitality and also for entering into talks without us feeling that there are any obstacles in the way of the discussions, and we managed to discuss the issues on different fronts.
في محاربتنا لداعش من أول يوم بالسلاح وكذلك بالمواد الإنسانية للنازحين والهاربين من جحيم المعارك الدائرة بين داعش وبين الجيش العراقي والشعب العراقي ضد هذه المنظمة الإرهابية.
And also I should thank the Islamic Republic of Iran for its invaluable assistance to Iraq from the very beginning in order to fight ISIL, including the weapons and so humanitarian assistance, relief aid for the refugees, for the displaced, and for those who are escaping the war caused by ISIL against the Iraqi nation and army.
شعوب المنطقة كلها. فبدأ أولا بمقاتلة الأقليات ثم بدأ بالآخرين فما خلى شريحة من شرائح المجتمع العراقي أو مكون من مكونات الشعب العراقي إلا وحاربتها داعش بقدر إمكاناتها.
ISIL not only poses a danger to the Iraqi nation, but to all Iraqi, to all nations in the region, and ISIL actually has left no, actually only declared war against Iraqi nation.
وكذلك متطوعون والبيشمركة كلهم يقاتلون بروحية واحدة ضد هؤلاء الإرهابيين ونحن ممتنين لكل هذا الدعم الذي يأتينا من مختلف الجهات وسيما من الجمهورية الإسلامية.
Fighting against ISIL has expanded, and today not only the Iraqi army but popular mobilized forces as well as volunteer forces and Peshmerga, all of them have joined hands in the fight against ISIL. And once again, I would like to express my gratitude to Iran, actually to all sides which have offered assistance to us in the fight against ISIL.
والجمهورية الإسلامية لها تجارب غنية وواسعة في مختلف المجالات، منها المجال الزراعي والمجال الصناعي. وكذلك في فتح الطرق وفي مجالات الخدمات الصحية فنحن من جانبنا سنعمل بكل جهد وأن نستفيد في العراق بكل هذه التجارب المتقدمة في إيران.
Iran has a wealth of experience in different fields, including agriculture, industries, construction of roads, and medical services. We will make every effort to draw on Iran's wealth of experience in the above-mentioned fields.
التصحر في جنوب العراق وكذلك بالنسبة للمناطق الموازية لجنوب العراق في الجمهورية الإسلامية وكذلك في العربية السعودية فمن الضروري أن نعمل من أجل أن يكون هناك تعاون واسع بين دول المنطقة لإيقاف هذا التصحر ثم هناك شيء آخر نود أن يكون مدار بحث وتعاون بين البلدين وهو إزالة المخلفات الموجودة في شط العرب نتيجة الحروب السابقة.
The issue of desertification in southern Iraq and in parallel with that in Iran, also in Saudi Arabia, it is necessary to make every effort to work together, to cooperate together, you know, between cooperation between all the regional countries in order to prevent any further desertification, and also we are willing to hold talks and also to have cooperation between the two countries concerning the removing the waste which is waste in Arvand Rud.
القطار بين العراق وإيران وكذلك فتح طرق أوتوسترات بين البلدين لتسهيل مهمات التجارية والاقتصادية وكذلك بالنسبة للكثير من الناس الذين يريدون التنقل من إيران إلى العراق أو بالعكس عبر القارات
Also, in the decisions that we had, we held talks on oil and gas pipelines from Iran to Iraq, and also the issue of railroad links between the two countries, and also the construction of highways in order to facilitate trade and economic cooperation, also in order for, to help facilitate the transit and transportation of people.
قريبا البدء بمد سكة الحديد بين البلدين
God willing, in the near future, we will witness the railroad between the two countries linked.
بالنسبة إلى المواضيع السياسية كانت الأفكار في الكثير منها كانت متفقة وفي بعضها متقاربة وأعتقد أنها في النتيجة أيضا سنكون متفقين لكل ما من شأنه حماية البلدين وكذلك حماية المنطقة من التدخلات الخارجية.
As for political issues, the two sides have common ground on a whole range of issues, and on certain issues, of course, the views were close together. I guess that finally we will have reached consensus on the necessity of maintaining both countries, actually ensuring both countries and the region against foreign interference.
يترك الأمر لأن يتحكم ويحكم سوريا الإرهابيون
Concerning Syria, we can only say that terrorists, we cannot allow terrorists to finally rule Syria.
الأولوية الآن هي لمحاربة الإرهاب في سوريا كما نحن نحارب الإرهاب في العراق
As at the moment we are fighting terrorism in Iraq, the first priority in Syria is to fight terrorism.
وبالنسبة إلى اليمن حقيقة في أول يوم كان رأينا أن لا يكون هناك تدخل عسكري بل لابد من التركيز على أن يكون هناك حوار بين مختلف الأطراف السياسية في اليمن، لأن القتال سيؤدي إلى شرخ العلاقات بين مكونات الشعب الواحد.
Concerning Yemen, from the very beginning, we believed that the military interference should not take place in Yemen, but on talks between the political parties, focus should be on talks between different political parties in the country, and we believe that war in the country will further deepen gaps between the different strata of people in the country.
الحوار أو المفاوضات الدائرة بين الجمهورية الإسلامية وخمسة زائد واحد، ونعتقد أن هذه المفاوضات عندما تنجح وتقر آنذاك ستكون هذه الاتفاقية لصالح دول المنطقة ولصالح الجميع الذين يريدون السلام وفي المنطقة.
We also confirm the negotiations between Iran and the P5+1 group, and believe that when these negotiations come to a conclusion, it will be to the benefit of the countries in the region and also all those who advocate peace and security in the region and in the world. And there's no need for any country to feel scared of this agreement.
والصديق دوما في كل الظروف وشكرا.
At the end, once again, I would like to thank Mr. President and also the Iranian nation, the brotherly and friendly nation, who have always, through all circumstances, have stood by the Iraqi nation.
Well, that was a live press conference being conducted in the Iranian capital, where Iranian President Hassan Rouhani was welcoming visiting Iraqi President Fuad Masum. In summation of what was just said, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, for his part, stated that the stability of Iraq is of high significance to the Islamic Republic. He also stated that we will offer any assistance that the Iraqi government demands to fight terrorism and to ensure stability and security in the country. Also touched on the issue of unity in Iraq, stressing that Iraq is a united country. He also had some condemnations and criticism for the Saudi aerial bombardment of Yemen, stating that the Yemen crisis is not just a regional issue. On the issue of terrorism, Rouhani also said that he held talks with Fuad Masum, adding that we have the same trail of thought with the Iraqi president and that the issue of terrorism should be tackled all across the region. Also, environmental issues were on the agenda of the discussions. Iraqi President Fuad Masum, who is in Iran on a two-day visit, his first visit since assuming the position of President of Iraq, he also for his part, expressed gratitude to Iran in helping Iraq in the fight against the ISIL, and that fighting terrorism is the top priority of Iraq. He also stated that Iraq is seeking to acquire Iran's know-how on a number of fields, and Iraq is willing to cooperate with Iran on the anti-desertification plan. Also, in his closing comments, he condemned the military actions in Yemen and has called for talks to resolve the issue in the impasse that is gripping the impoverished Arab country. That was a press conference taking place between Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his visiting Iraqi counterpart in the Iranian capital, Tehran.